Marshall's song, we throw open the doors of the church by the side of the road to you, and we are so glad that you are here. Many of you do not attend church anywhere else, and some of you cannot get out to attend, and so we are glad to have this service especially for you. The church by the side of the road is everybody's church, and so regardless of who you are or where you are, we invite you to write us if you have a burden, a problem, or a need. When you write, you may address your mail to Edna Jean Horn on East Main Street in Ionia, Michigan. Now, here is Carol to sing.
Love sent my Savior to die in my stead. Why should he love me so? Meekly to Calvary's cross he was led. Why should he love me so? Why should he love me so? Why should he love me so? Should my Savior to Calvary go? Why should he love me so? Nails pierced his hands and his feet for my sin. Why should he love me so? He suffered sore my salvation. Should he love me so? Why should he love me so? Why should he love me so? Why should my Savior to Calvary go? Why should he
chapter, we read these beautiful words full of hope and promise. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deed should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought of God. People spend a lot of time trying to find out just why others do what they do and react in certain ways to certain things. Sometimes they come up with the right answer, and sometimes they don't. But the Bible is different. It is a great book. In it, you can find all the answers. It says, "Men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil." Staying in darkness doesn't make evil deeds any less evil. And staying in the darkness of sin does not make sin any less sinful. Everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deed should be reproved. And so, according to the scriptures, what people are trying to avoid by staying in darkness is having their deeds reproved. It reminds me of a story I read of a Brahmin of India and a microscope. It is against the religion of a Brahmin to destroy life in any form. That is why they do not even kill the king cobra serpents. A missionary in India showed a Brahmin a powerful microscope which fascinated him very much because it revealed many things which the naked eye could not see. The missionary finally placed a drop of water under the powerful lens and invited his friend to examine it. The Indian was horror-stricken and surprised when he saw many wriggling creatures in that little drop of water. "Does that microscope speak the truth?" he said to the missionary. "Yes, it reveals the truth. The water is full of those little life-destroying creatures." The Brahmin replied, "I am a holy man, and when I drink that water, I break caste. I destroy life." He was very upset at the revelation of the microscope, and so he decided to take care of that situation. He would purchase the offending microscope and would destroy it. That would put an end to the offending microscope that revealed those ugly little disease-laden creatures in his drinking water. Every day he sought to purchase the microscope until finally the missionary yielded and sold him the instrument. As soon as he had possession of the microscope, he dashed it to the ground, broke it to pieces, then crushed it under his feet. "Why did you break it?" the missionary asked. The Brahmin confessed that he had been miserable ever since the day the microscope had revealed the animal life in the water, and so he had determined to destroy the cause of his unhappiness. Destroying the microscope did not change the condition of the water. The life-destroying germs were still there. But the Brahmin thought if he remained in darkness, it would take care of it. Did you know there are many people in the world today like the Brahmin? God's word reveals the condition of the heart of man. The Bible says, "All have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And man doesn't like what he sees. He doesn't want his sins exposed. And so he tries to destroy the Bible. But to throw out the Bible does not change the condition. Staying in darkness doesn't make sin any less sin. Man can throw aside the Bible and refuse to read it and refuse to believe it, but he can never destroy it. For heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. Scientists and physicians are still trying to find a sure remedy that will destroy the life-destroying germs that the microscope reveals. But the Bible is different. It not only reveals the life-destroying sin, but it also offers a sure remedy, that all who accept the remedy may have eternal life. It says, "The soul that sinneth, it shall surely die, and the wages of sin is death." But it does not stop there. It offers a course of action. "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." And it assures man, "Him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin." The Bible is so wonderful. It not only reveals the things that will destroy, but it offers the remedy. And friend, that is why I am here today, to offer you from the Bible the remedy that you may have eternal life, all free. All you have to do is to believe, to repent, and to come to Jesus, believing on Him, and accept the remedy, the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses from all sin. My friend, if you would like to accept the remedy and come to Jesus now, won't you bow your head and pray with me? Our Father, perhaps there are many today who did not know how simple it is to come to Jesus, and many do not realize how anxious you are to receive them. As they accept the remedy for sin, may the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanse away every sin. Come into every open heart. Bring happiness, assurance, peace, and joy. Heal those who are sick. Deliver the oppressed. And set free the captive mind. Meet the need of all who listen in today. We ask in Thy name. Amen. Friend, if you would like a copy of today's message, you may have one free of charge if you will just write and request it. And when you write, address your mail to Edna Jean Horn on East Main Street in Ionia, Michigan.
Meet again the white church by the side.